Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Yes. What do you need from me?
Your zip code.
30. Oh, wait a minute. Zip code is 30252.
320252.
30252.
And can I get your name, please?
Louis Davila.
Can you verify your address for security purposes, please, Mr. Louis?
1625 New Orleans Way, McDonough, Georgia.
Very well. Thank you, sir. I'm waiting on your account information to load up now. And I'll let you know exactly what's on there. No, 1 second, sir. All right, sir, this is due to the tablet that was ordered on the 5th of July.
No, I didn't order it. I won the tablet.
It's a sweepstakes entry, Mr. Lewis.
$75 for shipping.
Okay. It's a sweepstakes entry. So when you entered into that sweepstakes, it was from the gadget store. You should receive a $125 voucher in your email. And you have access to that site where everything is free, and that $56.95 declined. But yes, sir, that's what it's for, Mr. Lewis.
Yeah, but I'm not interested in paying you $56.95. I want the tablet. I'm not interested in anything else.
All right, you were selected from a pool of customers to win that tablet.
Right, and I want it. So you asked for $7.95 for shipping, which I paid you. So where's the tablet?
Or you entered into a sweepstakes to win the tablet. Your name was selected from a pool of customers. That's what you won.
And I won the tablet, right?
You won a chance to win the tablet.
No. Not according to you. According to you, I had 3 chances to pick a number, and I won one of the numbers. So I won the tablet, and you charged me $7.95 for shipping. Am I correct?
No, sir, you're not correct.
Well, then I just gave you $7.95 for nothing.
I won't say it's for nothing, but it's a sweepstakes entry, sir. So you're entering in to win that tablet. Your name was selected from a pool of customers to win a Makita, an iPhone, it's a KitchenAid, a Dyson.
So where does the $56.95 come in?
And the terms and conditions is stated there that there is a membership fee.
Terms and conditions. No, you all just pulling my leg. You're trying to scam me. You can
keep
$7.95, but I'm not paying you $56.95.
The 56 declined. It didn't go through.
I know it declined because I called my bank and told them that I wasn't paying you $56.95 for something I didn't buy.
Understood. Would you like this cancellation code?
Right. And I want my $7.95 back.
All right. I'll look into that for you. Can I give you this cancellation code?
Can you get what?
Your cancellation code. And I'll speak with my super about getting that $7, that $7.95 for you,
yeah,
sir.
It's canceled. This call's canceled. Cancel everything. I don't want anything from you. Just give me
all
back
right.
My $7.
Very well. Well, give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and speak with her. I'll be right back with you. All right, sir. Good news, Mr. Lewis. We were able to get that $7.95 refunded to the account, sir.
All right. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir. That generated your cancellation code. Would you like it?
Yeah, please.
All right. Just let me know when to begin.
Hold on a minute. Let me get a pen here real quick. Go ahead.
All right. It's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. 260.
260.
856.
856.
446.
446.
Yes, sir.
That's cancellation number.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm gonna send it to your email. Yes, sir. I'm gonna send it to your email also, where you'll see your refund amount and that cancellation number I just gave you.
All right. Really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
No problem, sir. I thank you, and I thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, Mr. Lewis.
You too, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too, sir. Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right.
Get the name.